today's contestants, a beverage packaging specialist from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Evan Singer. A fundraising researcher from San Francisco, California, Susan Alden. And a returning champion, a law student from Somerville, Massachusetts, Adam Smith, whose one-day cash winnings total $21,200. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Happy to have you folks with us today. 3 days have gone by on Jeopardy this week, and we've not had a repeat champion. That augurs well for Susan and Evan. Let's see if it works out that way. Good luck. Here we go. Jeopardy round. It's the first round, and today we start off with this category, the World Factbook Travel Facts, followed by Lyrics of Today. Pardon the interjection. Police Squad, Chicago, and finally, the Presidential Suite. Adam.
I'll take Chicago for 600.
Stroll past the Art Institute of Chicago and the sculpture nicknamed the Bean on this avenue. Adam.
What is Michigan Avenue?
That's the avenue.
Chicago for 800.
At the University of Chicago in 1942, a team led by Enrico Fermi created the first self-sustaining one of these sequences. Evan.
What's a nuclear chain reaction?
That's it.
Lyrics for 200.
Country's Jason Aldean sings about how it should be the other way around, but memory drowns this. Jack Daniels, specifically. Adam.
What is whiskey?
Yeah.
Chicago for 1,000.
Founded in 1930 by a successful Chicago businessman, this planetarium is America's oldest. Adam.
What is the Adler Planetarium?
You got it.
Chicago for 400.
These two pro sports teams play their home games at United Center. Evan.
Who are the Bulls and the Blackhawks?
Yes.
Let's go lyrics for 400.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to this title place. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. Evan.
Where is the Old Town Road?
You got it.
Lyrics for 6.
On You Need to Calm Down, she sings, "You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron." And the singer is Taylor Swift. Back to you, Evan.
Lyrics for 8.
She demanded, "Break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, yeah, because I'm bored." Adam?
Who is Ariana Grande?
Right.
Lyrics for 1,000.
Her new man on the Minnesota Vikings, Truth Hurts, needed something more exciting. Bum bum be dum, be dum bum bay. Evan.
Who is Lizzo?
Yep, and I did it exactly like she does, didn't I? Yeah. Go again.
Interjection for 200.
In a practical joke, it precedes cushion. Adam.
What is whoopee?
Whoopee, right.
Interjection for 4.
This rhyming two-word way of calling out to attract attention is also a brand of chocolate drink. Susan.
What is Yoo-hoo?
You're on the board now.
Interjection 600.
In a Little Richard song title, this two-word interjection precedes Miss Molly. Adam.
What is good golly?
Right.
Chicago for 2.
Not chilly gusts off Lake Michigan, but bombastic politicians may be the source of this Chicago nickname. Susan.
What is the Windy City?
Right.
Police Squad 200.
Currently, there are 166 commissioned rangers in this state's famous law enforcement division. Evan.
Where is Texas?
That's the state.
Let's go back to interjection for 800.
Meaning stop, this nautical interjection is often heard before ye matey. Evan.
What is avast?
Avast, ye matey. That's it. And it takes us into our first commercial break. We'll come back. Evan Singer is from Vancouver, British Columbia, one of the most beautiful cities in the world. But you didn't meet your wife there. You met your wife in Eastern Canada.
That's right. So my wife, Ronnie, and I met at McGill University. We were in the same residence together, and we actually bonded over Jeopardy. We met during Ken's historic run in 2004. So I partly owe my marriage to Ken.
Okay. Susan Alden is from San Francisco, California. You like solar eclipses?
I have seen 5 total solar eclipses. That's true.
How far have you traveled to see these solar eclipses?
Brazil, the Caribbean, the Black Sea, and the Pacific Northwest twice.
Okay. Adam Smith is a law student from Massachusetts, ladies and gentlemen. In high school, he led an almost famous life as a roving reporter for?
An online hip-hop publication.
Online hip-hop publication,
yeah.
Which means you were covering rap?
Which means I was. So I started writing for them when I was 16, and they would send me around to go. I know, I shouldn't have been allowed backstage, but yeah, they did.
You must have had some good times. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about this. All right, Evan, you're in command of the board.
Okay, let's finish interjection for 1,000.
New to the Scrabble dictionary and containing Y, W, and Z, this high-scoring interjection is used to express amazement. Adam.
What is yowza?
Yowza, that's right.
Police for 400.
Founded in 1983, it's a police officer-led program in the United States and 50-plus other countries to keep kids off drugs. Susan.
What is DARE?
Yes.
Police Squad 600.
The person in charge of public safety in Red River, New Mexico, has this 7-letter title, just like in the Old West. Adam.
What is sheriff?
No. Susan or Evan? What is marshal? Susan, back to you.
World Factbook Travel Facts 200.
Don't give a gift of chrysanthemums in Italy. They're for these solemn events. Adam.
What is a funeral?
That's it.
Police for 8.
In New York City, this bureau is in charge of policing the subway. Adam?
What is the New York Transit Authority Police?
No. Susan or Evan? You gave us too much information. It's just the Transit Bureau. Back to you, though.
Police for 1,000.
Here's Dax Shepard with the clue.
As a motorcycle fanatic, I was thrilled to write and direct the movie version of Chips. I even got to cast myself as John Baker of this state police agency.
Susan.
What is the California Highway Patrol?
Yes, indeed.
World Factbook Travel Facts 400.
The World Factbook wants you to know that in India, it's considered rude to wear these indoors. Adam.
What are shoes?
Yes.
Presidential suite for 600.
Answer. Daily double. All right. Took us a while to find it.
I'll wager 2,000.
Two it is. Ronald Reagan started eating these as part of a successful effort to give up pipe smoking.
What are Starbursts?
No. What are jelly beans?
Yes.
Jelly beans. Used to have them on his desk.
Presidential suite for 1,000.
From 1976, the Peanut Cookbook includes a recipe for Jimmy Carter's favorite this crunchy confection. Susan.
What is peanut brittle?
Right, with less than a minute to go.
Presidential suite 200.
FDR loved these holiday cakes and in 1933 received as a Christmas gift a 110-pound one filled with wine-soaked raisins. Susan.
What is fruitcake?
Yes.
Presidential suite 400.
For an 1806 4th of July party, Thomas Jefferson's steward hired an extra servant to turn a crank to make this. Adam.
What is ice cream?
Yes.
Suite for 800.
JFK gave a French-themed dinner party featuring duck à l'orange and this smooth chocolate dessert. Adam.
What is chocolate mousse?
Mousse, yes.
Factbook 600.
In this Mediterranean principality, don't fill a glass more than halfway. Booze is to be savored, not guzzled. Susan.
What is Monaco?
Right you are. And with that, you are in the lead by $1,000 over Adam, who is going to pick first in Double Jeopardy. When we come back. Close game underway. Susan didn't have any money just a few moments ago. Now she's in the lead. And our champion, Adam, is the one picking first. Here are the categories for you, Adam. Angels. Next, a good year. 1815. Something I like to say. Ooh, sorry. Double O coming up in each correct response. She played them on TV. American authors. And finally, looking for a good time? Adam?
I am looking for a good time for 400.
Get your nib, a straight pen, and some black ink, and dive into this from the Greek for beautiful writing. Evan.
What is calligraphy?
Yes.
OO for 400.
It means free to travel about and is often paired with fancy free. Susan?
What is footloose?
That's the word.
She played him on TV, 400.
Kelly Kapoor on The Office and OBGYN Mindy Lahiri. Susan?
Who is Thiessen?
No. Adam?
Who is Mindy Kaling?
Yes.
She played him on TV, 800.
Angela Chase on My So-Called Life and Carrie Matheson on Homeland. Susan?
Who is Claire Danes?
Right.
Sorry, 800.
This nickname for Oklahoma comes from settlers who were early to stake claims. Adam?
What does the Sooner say?
That's it.
Sorry, 1200.
Pandas live in these forests in China. Evan?
What is bamboo?
Good.
For 1600.
Wild Bill Hickok died in this type of establishment in Deadwood, South Dakota. Adam?
What is a saloon?
Right.
Sorry for 2.
Jimmy will wrap up the category.
After Falcon Heavy's successful first launch, SpaceX brought back 2 of these first stage rockets and stuck a dramatic simultaneous landing.
What are booster rockets? Back to you, Adam.
She played them on TV, 1200.
Jen Lindley on Dawson's Creek and Gwen Verdon opposite Sam Rockwell. Susan.
Who is Michelle Williams?
Yes.
She played him on TV, 1600.
Rhoda Morgenstern's sister, Brenda, and as the voice of Marge Simpson. Susan.
Who is Kavner?
Julie Kavner, right you are.
She played him on TV, 2000.
The groundbreaking 1968 title role of Julia and June on White Collar. Susan.
Who is Diane Carroll?
Correct.
Angels, 400.
Hark! It's what the Herald Angels do in A Christmas Carol from the 1700s. Susan?
What is sing?
That's what they do.
Angels, 800.
St. Jerome wrote that from birth, everyone on earth has one of these, commissioned to protect us. Adam?
What is a guardian angel?
Yes.
Angels for 12.
Answer there. The first of the daily doubles, and Susan's been on quite a roll.
I'll wager 4,000.
For the lead, then. Mormons believe the angel Moroni appeared to this man and revealed to him where to find the golden plates.
Who is Joseph Smith?
That is right, and you are now in the lead.
Angel 1600.
Named after an archangel, this Spanish mission is located east of Los Angeles in a valley of the same name. Evan.
Where is San Fernando?
No. Susan or Adam? What is the San Gabriel Valley. Back to you, Adam.
Looking for a good time for 8.
Be a mentor with this nonprofit group, BBBS, providing adult role models to kids since 1904. Adam?
What is Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
That's it.
Good time, 1200.
Swim 2.4 miles, bike 112, and run 26.2 to finish one of these. That may be a good time for some more than others. Evan.
What's an Ironman triathlon?
Or triathlon, yes.
Good time for 1600.
In this craft, try the coil method, taking long strips of clay and coiling them on top of each other. Evan.
What is pottery?
Yes.
Good time, 2000.
Although very much associated with collecting coins, this is also a term for collecting medals or paper money. Susan.
What is numismatics?
That's it.
American authors, 400.
He wrote his first novel, A Time to Kill, while putting in 60 to 70 hours a week at a Mississippi law firm. Evan.
Who is Grisham?
Yes.
American authors, 800.
Here's this author in 1935, hard at work on Gone with the Wind. Susan.
Who's Mitchell?
Margaret Mitchell, correct.
Authors, 1200.
This novelist of the frontier died in 1851 in a village his dad founded, the future home of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Adam.
Who is Cooper?
James Fenimore Cooper, right you are.
Author 16.
Author-run bookstores include Ann Patchett's Parnassus Books in Nashville and his Booked Up, Inc. in Archer City, Texas. And the author is Larry McMurtry. Back to you, Adam.
1815 for 400.
New Orleans dentist Levi Speer Parmley introduced this as a means of dental hygiene using a silken thread. Susan?
What is flossing?
That's it. Less than a minute now.
Angels 2000.
As depicted here in a Gustave Doré engraving, this man has an encounter with an angel and gains a new name. Adam.
Who is Saul or Paul?
No. Evan.
Who is Jacob?
Jacob, that's it.
1815 for 2000.
Answer, daily double. All right, we have quite a game.
3,000.
All right, that'll put you in second place if you're right. Stephen Decatur negotiated treaties with Tunis, Tripoli, and Algiers, ending the war against these bad guys. Say something.
I don't know.
Who are the Barbary? Pirates. All right, four clues left.
American authors, 2000.
William Kennedy was born in this state capital and set a trilogy there, including the Pulitzer Prize-winning Ironweed. He was born in Albany. Well, we won't get to those last three clues, but you're still all three involved in Final Jeopardy. And here is the category for you today. Western Hemisphere Geography. Clue revealed in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Brooks cashing in on coronavirus? Operation Crime and Justice reveals how it's happening and the steps to protect yourself.
Plus, an expert breaks down what a COVID-19 recession would look like in Baltimore.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
A Geico commercial has the surprising running of the bulldogs rather than the running of the bulls in this Spanish city. What is Pamplona? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We have narrowed down the scope for our final Jeopardy category today, Western Hemisphere Geography. Hopefully that makes this clue a bit easier for the three of you. Here it is. The Yucatan Peninsula is shared by these three countries. 30 seconds. Good luck. We come to you first. You're from Canada. You're far away from the Mexican border. You know that's one of the countries, and you wrote it down. What are Mexico, Guatemala, and Ecuador? Is that what I see? Incorrect, of course. It'll cost you $599. Interesting wager. That drops you to $5201. Adam Smith is the champion. He came up with Mexico. He wrote down Salvador and Panama. Two of the three are incorrect. And it'll cost you $10,400. Big wager. Costly. Susan, over to you now. You were leading with $13,000. What did you write down? Mexico, the obvious one. Guatemala and Honduras. No, it's Mexico, Guatemala, and Belize. Belize. What did it cost you, Susan? $5,001. Guess what? You're left with $79.99. It's not a big total, not a big win, but it's a win. And you get to play again tomorrow to wrap up the week. We'll see you then. And we hope you join us as well. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.